Hello?
Hi, this is Chris from Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and this call is quick and confidential. Now, for classification purposes, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you very much. And are you, in which state do you currently reside?
Arizona.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Arizona?
I am.
Thank you. And also for classification purposes, what is the year of your birth?
1980.
Thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And if that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native?
White.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Usually more towards Republican, but not always. Depends on the issue.
So how should I record your answer? Do you lean more towards the Republican?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
3.
Thank you. And we know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Republican Trump.
Third party. Okay, thank you very much. Now we know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote to be your senator? Republican Carrie Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
Neither one.
And would you say for another candidate, are you undecided, would vote for political offices but not Senate, or would not vote for
another candidate?
Okay, thank you. And now here are 3 statements, and please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available, or I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. Or I personally believe having an abortion is wrong.
Hold on, stop interrupting. I feel that it should be legal and a government should butt out.
So that would be the second option. Because the third option we had, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
No, I'm all for abortion.
The second one. Okay, thank you very much. Now, based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in Arizona when it comes to abortion legality? Abortion is legal and available in all cases in Arizona. Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in Arizona. Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in Arizona. Abortion is totally banned in Arizona, or not sure.
I have to tell you what the current law is. Is that what you're saying?
No, based on what you know now.
Yeah, are you asking me what?
Yeah.
What is the law?
Yes. Which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in Arizona?
I believe it's banned from the 1812s, except for like one or two cases or one or two like extreme circumstances or something like that. So I think in Arizona it's banned, but if it's on the ballot this coming thing to change it.
Okay, so in that case, abortion is legal and available in, with some restrictions in Arizona, or is
no,
abortion
it's
is
not illegal
with a few exceptions?
It's not. Yeah, it's banned with a few exceptions.
Okay, banned with a few exceptions. Thank you. Now, how concerned are you about abortion access in Arizona? Are you not concerned
care.
At
I'm
all?
I'm a man.
Not very concerned?
Yeah, I'm a man. I could, yeah.
Indifferent, neither concerned nor unconcerned, somewhat concerned or very
Thank you. Now, as
you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
I would say not at all because I don't care. And I don't listen.
Okay. Thank you. Now, based on what you know now, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote in the, on the ballot measure?
I mean, I'm all for it, so whatever. I mean, most of my female friends want to have, you know, they want it to be their choice, so, you know, sure. But I'm indifferent about it. But, yeah, I would vote yes for women to have the choice.
Thank you very much. Now, here is a text of a constitutional amendment that might appear on the ballot in Arizona in the November 2024 election. A yes vote shall have the effect of creating a fundamental right to abortion under Arizona's constitution.
Hold on. Is this whole thing about abortion?
Yes, most of it.
Oh, never mind. I'm done.
And,
boring. Ask me real
is
stuff.
Is there anybody else at home?
No. But talk about how we hope Kamala Harris gets shot, and we hope that she dies. That's what we hope Kamala Harris does.
Mm-hmm. Show me he hopes Kamala Harris should get shot and die. Whoa. Whoa.